praise God, and bless His holy name. This is Ambassador for Christ, Kenneth Williams. You are now about to receive a new teaching. It's called The Right Place at the Right Time. You see, the Holy Spirit is opening up the eyes of God's people so they may see into the spiritual realm of the heavens and get the revelational knowledge and spiritual understanding that is needed for God's people to clearly know God's messages with meaning for the guiding, direction, and instruction of the Holy Spirit. The veil is lifted, and I'm at the right place at the right time. The Holy Spirit is the master teacher in the mind of Christ and in the mind of the Spirit of Christ. And it is the Holy Spirit who is ministering to each listener under the sound of my voice with spiritual insight and revelation of prophecy, as each listener is allowed to pierce through the veil and tap into the spiritual world of the heavenlies in Christ, who made the heavens open up for God's people to receive the hidden things of God. Get in tune and get in touch with the spiritual dimension of the activity of God's Spirit and grow in deep understanding of the blessings found in God's provision. Welcome to the new teaching. Part 1, The Right Place at the Right Time. Abba Yahweh, my Lord and Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, according to faith and belief, I agree with the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to pray with me now. The Lord Yahweh, Jesus Christ, has lifted the veil and set the veil aside. And the Lord Yahweh has completely removed the veil from my heart because I have turned to the Lord Yahweh for the removal of the veil. Now the life-giving spirit of the living God, Christ Yeshua himself, has removed the veil, and now I see and pierce into the spiritual realm of Yahweh my Lord in the kingdom of heaven. You'll see 2 Corinthians 3:16 says, yet when one of them turns to the Lord, the veil is lifted from him. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You see, Hebrews 8:5 says, those who minister for a type and for shadows of those things that are in heaven, as was said to Moses while he was making the tabernacle, see and make everything according to the type that was shown to you in the mountain. Oh, come on, somebody. When we look at Revelation 22:1-5, and he showed me a picture, and he showed me a pure river of living water, also shining as crystal, coming out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the middle of its broad streets, on this side and on that side by the river, was the tree of life that proceeded 12, that produced, oh come on somebody, it was the tree of life that produced 12 fruits, and in every month gave its fruits, and its leaves were for the healing of the nations. And there will be no devoted thing there, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will minister to him. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me say this real slow. And there will be no devoted thing there, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will minister to him. Come on, somebody. I know you're a preacher. I know you're a pastor. I know you're an apostle. I know that you are a prophet and an evangelist and a teacher. I know that you are a bishop and an archbishop and a diocese and an archdiocese and a Roman Catholic priest and high priest and a Roman Catholic father and Presbyterian and Koji and Church of Christ and Pentecostal and Baptist Church, Methodist AME. I understand all of that. And there will be no devoted thing there, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants, get rid of that master prophet title, chief apostle title, super duper, get rid of that, and his servants will minister to him, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no night there, and light will not be needed for them, or a lamp, or the light of the sun, because the Lord God illuminates them and their king forever and ever. You see, I make a prophetic declaration right now amount to those tuning in the spirit under the sound of my voice, not those just tuning in just to be tuning in. I decree the river of life and the tree of life in its inner life within the holy city of the regained paradise is come upon me and come upon you, listener. Get the impartation. And I'm living inside this holy city in the salvation of the God with the lamp and parting cleansing ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let me say this real slow. This is about getting an impartation and the salvation of God with the life imparting cleansing ministry of the Holy Spirit is come upon me. I know that you think that you chief apostles are the ones with the impartation, and you master prophets and you school of the prophets always bragging about you've got the impartation. I got news for you, Jack. Here goes the impartation. Boom. Somebody just got smacked out the pulpit. And the salvation of God with the life imparting cleansing ministry of the Holy Spirit is come upon me. And the throne of God is upon me as the most holy place with God as the center. Not the chief apostle, not the special apostle, not the regular general apostle, not the super duper master prophet, not the major minor prophet, not the holy than thou evangelist, not the pastor of the mega church and the itty bitty storefront church, not the fivefold ministry teacher who explains the word with clarity and simplicity. And the throne of God is upon me as the most holy place with God as the center. And my new life from God streams unceasingly through the new world. I decree the veil is lifted and the veil has been pierced for me, and the realities of the invisible realm became visible to me in my sight with my eyes. I decree as a prophet of Yahweh, not a prophet of the school of the prophets. Oh, come on, somebody. Not a prophet of the school of the prophets. I decree as a prophet of Yahweh, the Lord my God. I was inspired of the Lord and pierced the veil, and I saw marvelous, eternal, and heavenly images that brought to mankind the revelation of Yahweh. I decree the veil is now lifted for me, and those listening under the sound of my voice, the veil is now lifted for you. And I now experience the unseen. Having the ability to see the future is my God-given gift that sets me apart from the false prophets. Let me say this real slow. Boom. Some grandmaster super prophet just got smacked in the mouth. I now experience the unseen. Having the ability to see the future is my God-given gift that sets me apart from the false prophets. You see, my God-given gift sets me apart from the false prophets. My God-given gift sets me apart from the false teachers, because the veil is now lifted for me, and I now experience the unseen. I experience what the false prophets can never experience. I have the ability that the false prophets never had. I experience the unseen. I have the ability to see the future is my God-given gift that sets me apart from the false prophets in the surrounding idolatrous nations. I decree now I'm seeing the activity of the spirit world. Heaven opened for me, and the heaven opened projected my mind and spirit into another world. Let me say this real slow. I'm seeing the activity of the spirit world. Heaven opened for me, and the heaven opened projected my mind and projected my spirit into another world. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You see, in Revelations chapter 4 and verse 1, I looked, and behold, there was an open door in heaven. And the voice that I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you what must happen after these things. Revelations 19 and 11. And I saw heaven opened. I decree, let something happen on earth, and let something happen in heaven to cause information to be released and the veil removed. Oh, come on, somebody. And I saw heaven opened, I decree, if I see heaven open, then let something happen on earth, and let something happen in heaven to cause information to be released and the veil removed. I decree on earth my eyes are opened and my inner vision, which creates the images in my mind at night, receives information from the heavenly realm, which opens, allowing eternal information to pass the heavenly realm to the earthly realm. I decree God is a spirit and angels are spirits, and I'm a spirit. Y'all better check John chapter 4 and verse 24 and cross-reference that witness to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 and verse 14. I decree God is a spirit. Oh, come on, somebody. And angels are spirits, and I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. You better look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Let me say this real slow. I decree God is a spirit and angels are spirits and I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. Y'all better ask somebody. I decree my angelic visitors come in the form of a vision, a dream, or in the form of a human being. You better look at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. I decree my angelic visitors come in the form of a vision, a dream, or in the form of a human being. I decree that as a great man of God, and for you women who are listening under the sound of my voice, it is for you, it applies to you just as much as it applies to the men. I decree that as a great woman of God, for the women that are listening. For the women that are listening, you can use this principle foundation for yourself. For the women who are listening under the sound of my voice, I decree that as a great woman of God, you have seen the angels in their full glory, and you have fell into deep trances of the Lord as God Yahweh has talked with you. I used to get so many trances. I tell you, I get a dream, I get a vision, but when I get in a trance, ooh wee, you come out of a trance, you start typing and start writing, and when it's done, voila, you have got the mysteries that only those who can see in the spirit will know. That's why when you share the things to people that come out of trances, it usually blows their mind that you have this type of knowledge. I decree that as a great man of God, or as a great woman of God, I have seen the angels in their full glory, and I have fell into deep trances of the Lord as God Yahweh has talked with me. Just read Genesis chapter 15 and verse 12, and read Genesis chapter 17, verse 3 and verse 17, so that you can have the principal foundation to what I'm teaching. I decree, as I tapped into the vision, isn't that something? I decree, I tapped into the vision. Oh, come on, somebody. I tapped into the vision. This is spiritual information for those who are spiritual. I tapped into the vision. I tapped into the dream, and I tapped into the actual unseen world of angels. Come on, somebody. I tapped into the vision. I tapped into the dream, and I tapped into the actual unseen world of angels. Now I walk by faith and not by sight. Now I walk by faith and not by sight. I said I walk by faith and not by sight, because I tapped into the vision. I tapped into the dream, and I tapped into the actual unseen world of the holy angels of God. Oh, come on, somebody. I decree that I am in the right tune to the certain realm of spiritual activity of God. I decree I am from the 9-generation lineage of righteous men of God, and God, my Lord, has allowed me to enter into the dream dimension and receive a vital knowledge for myself, for my leaders, and for the nations in which authority was given. Oh, come on, somebody. I decree that I, oh, come on, somebody, somebody finna get slapped in the mouth. I decree I am from the 9-generation lineage of righteous men of God, and God, my Lord, has allowed me to enter into the dream dimension and receive vital knowledge for myself, for my leaders, and for the nations in which authority was given. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I decree I'm walking into my destiny and future according to God. And now the hidden plans of God can be revealed to me. The invisible veil has been pierced in my mind and pierced in my understanding as I enter into the dream factor. Come on somebody. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6 says, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Come on, somebody. This didn't say, hear now my words, if there is a master prophet. It didn't say, here is there's a super prophet. It didn't say it was a big time celebrity prophet. Numbers chapter 12 and verse number 6 clearly says, hear. Now, y'all need to stop with all these adjectives, you know, on these fancy titles, okay? Ain't no such thing as a master prophet. Boom! Somebody just got smacked in the mouth. Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and verse 18, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my men servants and on my maid servants, that's men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Abba Yahweh, my Lord, I thank you that you give me the dreams and the visions manifested through me as a true believer of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit flows and begins flowing throughout the earth in the last days. Oh, come on, somebody. And I thank you, Abba, that your spirit makes me aware of the warnings and the instructions, and that I know how to read correctly and interpret the meanings of my dreams and visions that you give to me in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You understand what I'm talking about? This teaching is called the right place at the right time. The right place at the right time. Just get that in the spirit before we move into part two of this teaching. I'm going to stop right now because I want you to start declaring into your own life and make a prophetic declaration. Make a decree. A divine decree. And make an announcement. A spiritual announcement. Prophecy to yourself. Lay your hands on yourself. Lift up your hands in the atmosphere that you stand in under the sound of my voice. And I want you to declare and to decree and to make a prophetic declaration under the sound of your own voice that you are at the right place at the right time. Shalom.